Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. Big ups to Hope Troutwine, striking out all 21 batters in a perfect game for North Texas. Nicely done, Hope Troutwine.
Texas forever.
Texas forever. No. Congratulations. Now, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Striking out all 21.
Every batter you face?
21 batters face 21 strikeouts.
Texas is back, folks!
North Texas.
That's North Texas, though.
Okay.
Texas forever is what we play now.
You got to be pretty good, I think,
to do that.
Strike out 21, all 21. I mean, they didn't even.
She's their career leader in ERA.
They just high fived her. It wasn't like Joe Musgrove. They practically assaulted after the no hitter.
They already painted a mural for Joe Musgrove.
Yeah. Dude, they went bananas.
I mean. I thought he was gonna get injured in that.
You don't think that they said, "I can't believe this guy." Part of it was, he's the no hitter thrower,
the only guy.
It's kind of like fires; it just takes the shine off of it. Like, maybe you don't have to be that great.
You just have to be great one day.
Yeah,
you got to be great that day.
It is pretty amazing in this day and age with all the specialists that come in games and pitch counts to get through to have a complete game is you almost to have a complete game nowadays. You pretty much have to have a no-hitter. I mean, who else gets complete games? What do you think the league lead was last year? I don't even know. Who had the most
complete games? Probably three, I'll guess.
No, it's got to be higher than that.
Ooh, I don't know.
Three complete games?
Well, nobody goes complete game anymore. What was the?
I know. I'm looking it up right now. That's incredible if that's what it would
complete
be.
Complete games.
But you might be right.
Maybe seven. Maybe.
You mean last year in a shortened season?
Oh, no.
Go 2019.
2019.
Row 19.
Pitching leaders, 19. I'm looking at it right now. What would you guess? You think it's
probably
three?
Probably seven.
Didn't Garrett Cole throw one in 2019?
Oh, my God.
It's still three.
It's three.
Shane Bieber and Lucas Giolito, one of your people.
Giolito?
Verlander had two, and one of them was a no-hitter.
Yeah. No, three. Three's the number now.
And Verlander had a no-hitter. There wasn't even that many thrown in the hole. That's amazing. And what do you think it was the year before that? 2018.
Three or four or five.
Two. You pretty much have to throw a no-hitter to have a complete game
anymore. Because they won't leave you.
In 2017, it was five. Corey Kluber, 2017, it was five.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, I'm curious to see if it's just – it was six.
Chris Sale.
This is a declining – this is just a brand-new declining stat. 2015.
Will 15
finished.
Career complete games get you into the Hall of Fame now?
It was four before that.
What are the sandwiches those
Garrett Cole really threw two complete games last year in 2020.
Congratulations.
Yeah. But
two in 60 games.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That's good.
Complete game six, Kershaw the year before. This is a brand-new thing where – three and under are the new numbers.
Yeah. Are you buying that the Packers haven't been able to do anything because of Aaron Rodgers?
Because of his money?
Yeah.
Yes, in part. But they're never one to really get too involved in from a free agency standpoint. Well, what do you mean do anything?
Well,
free agency's over.
The comprehensive look at issues surrounding the relationship between the Packers and the quarterback Aaron Rodgers. It's anonymous agent scouts. The agent suggested that the Packers are refraining from making free agent moves until something is done with Rodgers' contract. Yeah, you know, we talked about this for a while with Deshaun's contract coming up, is that you can't sign guys to long-term deals, and then they go and give Tunsil 3 years, $66 million. But that you would be prohibited, that a quarterback coming up on a long-term big-money contract makes you really gun-shy on signing other guys to long-term big deals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what the Packers, apparently that's what people are saying about the Packers, is that with this Aaron Rodgers insecurity that they have going on, or, you know, lack of knowing what's going to happen, that they have to be prudent, that they just simply can't, you know, throw money around to positions. And, I mean, it might be right. Mm-hmm. Now, they still got Jordan Love sitting there. I mean, you want to talk about one of the biggest wastes of picks in the history of football. If Aaron Rodgers is going to sign a long-term contract, what are you going to do with Jordan Love?
You're going to have to start talking about moving him, and you're not going to get a first. I mean, you might be able to get a second for him, but they overdrafted him, honestly. And the Trey Lance stuff was, okay, he didn't have – like, Jordan Love went into the season with bad tape. He got busted in a hot box situation where he's – smoking up and the windows are up and he's just getting lit. This is before the bowl game. He got in trouble before the bowl game. There's question about his tape wasn't very good as last year in 2019. I think Jordan Love, if you look at the five top quarterbacks this year and then Jordan Love is he would be the first one off the board in the second round if he were in this year's draft.
Him or Kellen Mond taking first?
Jordan Love probably. Yeah, I think Jordan Love has a higher upside. Jordan Love was actually really good in 18. 19, he just wasn't good, but he had a new head coach, a new offense coordinator. He lost all of his running backs, four of his offensive linemen, and all of his wide receivers other than one, I think. It was tough. There's a lot of transition, but the Packers really screwed that up. Like, there's just no way around it. That is a huge miss. Now, I don't know if anyone had Aaron Rodgers winning MVP, and there were questions about, is Aaron Rodgers starting to fall off? But, my gosh, look what he did. It's just he literally stuck it in their face. And now you can't possibly think of getting away from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I would seriously aggressively look at shopping Jordan Love if I were them. Or at least tell Aaron Rodgers you're doing it. Make him happy.
The team needs a quarterback right now.
Yeah, you're not going to get him for a first. Maybe somebody would do it for a second. Maybe you do it in the offseason after the draft.
What a waste.
Maybe you go to the Patriots if they don't get a quarterback and say, hey, you know, we just want a second for Jordan Love, and you just cut your losses.
And what with, you know, the bad reports that he had in camp, the bad, you know, they didn't play any preseason games, so we couldn't see him in preseason
right.
games. But the reports were the dude is not even close.
No. Let's get David, before we go to a break, let's get David on the Astros scandal. What's going on, David? How you doing?
Hey, guys, please bear with me. The report, if you read it, said that they stopped this cheating technique in early 2018 because it was inconclusive.
Yeah.
For one video that this idiot John Boy shows, the Oso Blanco, where you can hear the trash cans because I don't know where they were at. It was ridiculous. But you're telling me in 400th of a second, when you got to figure out whether it's a ball or a strike, a different type of pitch, in the 400th of a second, you can really focus and listen for, you know, a trash can. And most people actually have an uber focus when they're in the batter's box and probably can't even hear the crowd. So it boggles my mind how all these people think that if there was 100% cheating, then why don't people hit 800 when there's a 3-1 count when everybody knows you're going to at least get a 50-50 fastball?
It's still well, you do hit, but you do hit better.
You absolutely hit
but
better.
But you do hit better at 3-1. I mean, the splits, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And, well, you're not wrong, though, because the Athletic did a scientific study just last week that said – yeah, that did not help them. It didn't help them. But
everybody
they still did it.
But everybody had their best offensive years in history.
Yeah.
That's – I can't get around – I just can't get around the fact that, Marwin Gonzalez hit like that, that Carlos Correa had his best year, that Springer had, you know, arguably his best year. Like, it was across the board guys were having big years. It's hard to argue, even if you don't believe that's the case. Mm-hmm. The data is going to allow people to point to that. I mean, I just think they were really hitting well. Some of them were helped out.
Yeah,
no question.
Marisnik
Tyler
was
White was
out.
A huge.
Marwin was helped out.
Marwin, Marisnik, and Tyler White were some of the ones in the trash can bang. And it's not just one video. There's multiple videos with the trash can bang. And I forgot the whistles were the signal later on. It wasn't trash can bangs. It was whistles. And I remember the whistles. I remember actually hearing whistles before. And there's videos of whistles, multiple. They cheated. Whatever.
Oh, well. Whether or not it helped them, I don't know. And I think it's always going to be inconclusive. All right, David and Jay, you guys got some interesting stuff you want to get to. We'll get it on the other side. Right now, though, it's Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. And, you know, any business that you go into, they've got that they could use Jeff Aronoff. If you have an older business where you need new countertops or you need new flooring or walls to be done, everything, fireplace to be done, whatever the case may be, new patio, you want to put in a patio for your business outside where people can eat. You want to make it look so nice. If it's a restaurant or bar or whatever the case may be, Jeff can get this job done. I've seen him work as his work at a bar at Damaris Barbecue. You can see the bar that he put in over there for the Damaris's, and it's just perfect to this day. And so if you've got a business that you're building now, or you've got a business that you've been in business for a while and you need to upgrade, you need a big job done, that's what my man is here for, Jeff Aronoff. Give him a call and let him come and take a look at it, and he'll do all of the architecture work as well, so you lose that. You don't have to pay off a guy to design the whole thing. Jeff does that as well. So if you're looking for that, give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got guys on hold, so let's bring them in here. They've been waiting a little while. I want to get in. Jay wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Jay?
Hey, what's up, gents? How you guys doing? Hey, before my Deshaun Watson question, wanted to get this on. Thoughts and prayers to Clint Capella. Last night he joined the likes of Frederick Weiss and Sean Bradley in getting posterized that will live for infamy. So, thoughts, Clint. On Deshaun Watson, knowing what we know now, what is the path back to the locker room? Because I think we all see this trending to where we can't move him immediately, but Deshaun's going to have to reengage with the team at some point. If you're advising him right now, what does that path look like for him to get back into that building in a respectable way? Or is it just toast at this point? I'm out, guys.
Well, I don't know that Deshaun is ever going to be in that Texans locker room again. I think he's gotten to a point where he won't be. But whatever locker room Deshaun joins next, I mean, he's going to have some splaining to do. He's going to have to stand up in front of the team, and he's going to have to tell them, I mean, maybe lie. Or
what do you think dudes are going to say? They're going to be like, all they're going to say is, dude, that was stupid, but we're good.
I heard from a player, he's like, come on, Instagram girls? That's the new – Instagram girls is what athletes – and Instagram is the way that a majority of guys go now.
Well, it's their – Tinder.
Yes. It's their go-to. Their go-to now.
Yeah, they're not good. Players aren't going to be. Let me tell you something. Players aren't going to care that Deshaun was getting freaky with Instagram girls. They're not going to care one single bit. They'll just be like, dude, why would you be so stupid?
Right. Well, that's it. You were reckless. and yeah. you were super. No, well, but
you think
they're morally going to judge him?
Listen,
there are guys that have. Yes, there are guys that are going to have moral issues.
A lower number.
Oh, a small
and
number.
And they're not quarter. And let me tell you, the most important players on any team, quarterback.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Once Deshaun starts playing well and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
It's not Deshaun will have no problem on a team.
Well, a settlement allows for some for them to rationalize it away because if a settlement goes, well, I don't even know what happened. So maybe something happened that shouldn't have happened, but you know what? It's not my business.
It was consensual it's
or not, but you know what? No. I don't really know. That's what a settlement allows for. A trial could turn some of that into wow. That dude did some things. Yeah.
That's why they're going to settle. Yeah. And I think they're looking to settle. But that's why I think that if they want to settle, they're not going to settle with 22. They want to know who exactly. Because if some of these are girls that Deshaun had sex with and it was consensual, we're not paying them. And so that's why they want the names. So if they're 16 of 22 have refiled with their names, Deshaun might at least be able to go back and look at old pictures and recognize them. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, he clearly was running through a bunch of them.
Well, here's what's going to pose a problem. What's really going to pose a problem is, are you okay? That was bad.
Yeah.
Are you?
What has to be done behind the scenes? And if Tony Busby doesn't want to play ball, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
If Busby goes, no, we're just going to wait. We're going to wait till we get to court. That's the concern. I mean, Deshaun, not only did he not have leverage against the Texans, like people thought he had all this leverage because he wasn't going to play. He didn't really have leverage with Tony Busby. Busby still has all the leverage because if Busby wants, he can say, nope, I need the number to be higher. We go to court. Nope. Okay, $4 million total. Nope, $7 million. Nope, $12 million. Okay, $12 million. Deshaun, when I'm going to go $12 million for all these cases?
We use video when we talk about NFL players, particularly when it's domestic
violence.
Well,
that's not how it'll go either. It'll go individual cases.
Can Deshaun survive? It won't be video. Can Deshaun survive? Or his career survive multiple women testifying, even in a civil trial, about what he did?
I'm telling you, with society, absolutely. With players, absolutely. With sponsors, no. Ownership, that's a trickier one. When you have people who, like, I don't think society cares about anything, at least a certain segment, who want to be okay with somebody. We've seen that.
Well,
people
I don't know.
Can explain
women's
away anything.
Women's groups are going to be a total anti-Deshaun.
We had somebody saying grab somebody by the something, and they got 70-some-odd million votes. I mean, it's not really –
Well, they also got – the other side got 78 million votes.
After 4 years.
No, but –
No.
No, even
she
the first time.
He lost the popular vote.
So? What I'm saying is –
there are plenty of people that are going to be against the Deshaun.
But
plenty.
It doesn't matter, though. All you have to have is enough that want him to be there.
No. To owners, it will.
That's the one group is owners – Owners are the ones. It's not the fan base is all going to explain it away. It's
no,
fine.
No.
He said, she said anyway.
Right.
They just believed her.
There'll still be a money grip.
Because you know what you're not going to have?
No,
you're not going to have proof.
Have.
You're not going to have proof on them. You're not going to have video. You're not going to have audio, I don't think.
No, you're not going to have
that. Now, if you have that, then it could be a dead
duck. You do have texts. You do have apologies from him. You do have, are you okay?
You can say, but the apology was we were into it. He could easily just say we were both getting into it, and then she got uncomfortable and walked out. Like, it can be explained away. I'm just telling you, anyone who thinks this is long-term going to hurt Deshaun Watson's chance to play NFL is really naive. It's not going to hurt him at all, but it will hurt him long-term financially. I don't see he comes back from this with advertisers. I just don't.
No, but he's got $156 million. I'm not worried about Deshaun's money, and it ain't. This ain't.
Well, but
be
I'm just saying this
he's
is a this is a huge loss of income and revenue for him.
Yeah,
it is going
as
to
well
be.
as well it should be if any of it's true. At least you know there's something.
And some owners will say no. Like I talked to a team who was looking into him, and they specifically told me they're talking to ownership. Like the ownership is the one that the team side is not going to be a problem. It's going to be the owner's side. Because if the ownership says we just don't want that guy as a face of our franchise, then it's a non-starter.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the one.
There are plenty of teams.
I don't think it's fan base. I don't think it's women's groups. I think it's ownership. If the ownership says.
No. But one of the reasons that ownership. Listen, we support women's groups. We're not doing it.
Right. You could be made to look very hypocritical.
Yes, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you're really you're an ally?
Okay. Yeah, it all starts with it. I guess what I'm saying is. It all starts with you got to figure out what the owner, because all the other stuff doesn't matter. If the owner's okay with it, it's going to be fine. If the owner is not okay with it, then obviously he's not going to play for another team. I don't think he's playing for the Texans ever again. And I think the Texans are one of those ownership groups that don't want Deshaun Watson now. I really think that. I really think Cal McNair and Hannah and Easterby and Greg Grissom and whoever else who's at the top for them, I think they're going to say, this is not a guy that we want as face of the franchise for Texans. He doesn't fit our character profile. I mean, that's a real thing for the Texans. We joke about it all the time, but it's real. And yep. It got even stronger when Jack Easterby came in. It really solidified. Once O'Brien was gone and Jack took over total control, I really think the Texans were the, you know, look who everyone he's hiring is God Squad. Everyone he's bringing in for the most part. I think it really matters to them. Really, really, really matters. And I don't think what Deshaun did is something the Texans are going to easily forgive now.
This is long lasting. Let's get who wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers? Scott wants to get in here. Hey, Scott, what's going on?
Hey, why didn't anybody give Aaron Rodgers any kind of gifts, any kind of receivers, running back? Why? He's the MVP, you know?
Explain, what do you mean by that? Scott?
I think he's gone.
Tyler, keep him up. Scott? No! Oh, boy. What's wrong, John?
Do we know what was said?
What does he
Why
say?
Doesn't
what did Aaron Rodgers get his
– get any geef, or what did he
no,
say?
No, why didn't he give his – give his
gifts?
Running backs gifts?
It's that
MVP?
No, so originally,
what did he say?
No, okay. He doesn't have any running backs.
Hold on. He had Aaron Jones. Go ahead, Tyler. Devontae Explain Adams. To us what he was saying.
Well, initially, whenever I looked at the call screener, it said Scott, and then the comments said Sean Salisbury. So I'm like, we're not going to put him on with just that. So I had to investigate. I did a little more digging.
He's calling Sean Salisbury.
I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, but also how John and Sean used to say David Gau. So I think most of his call wanted to be that, but then he found a way to crowbar Aaron Rodgers in there.
What did you do? What is he even talking about?
Well, David Gau. Hi, I'm David Gau. He used to do a commercial.
It used to be a commercial that we had. I'll try and find it. I don't know if it's still in the system.
I'm David Gau. And so I probably never did
that
it.
That was what
I probably
the phone
never
call
made
was?
Fun of it. But
so that's
but
what he
Sean
wanted to talk about.
Did.
That's what
right,
his
that,
initial
that,
point.
That's how Dell remembers it.
I remember one of you happening to point out that David Gau was said, and then another one of you saying it 40 times per show.
That,
and it's not John.
No.
Really? Well, John was a huge favorite.
Sean would always go, Duka, Gau, Gau,
yeah.
Gau.
He would prompt him.
Sounds like a fun show.
It was lovely.
It was a great show.
It was lovely.
Anyway, hi, I'm David Gau. I did that for you, Scott. How's that?
Yeah.
How's that?
Out of the three of us who worked on that show, one person loved it a lot.
Right. That would be Sean.
And loved when John did it.
That would be Sean. But to his point, I didn't understand anything he said.
No, I don't think it was meant for. I think he got kind of chopped at the knees, and then he just kind of tried to fake his way through a call. That's all. He wanted the David Gau, and you gave it to him. So there, happy listener. The rest of you, I don't know about, though.
I don't know what he said, though.
Something about Aaron Rodgers not having weapons.
Yeah, was it that he didn't give him gifts?
I don't know. He's an MVP, and he didn't give gifts.
To his running backs or wide
receivers or something? How come no one's talking about it? Maybe?
I mean, well, we are now. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you cheap ass.
Hey, he's got a marriage to plan for, apparently. The happy couple. Now they're making appearances everywhere, at least. Now, so it's not a secret
anymore.
Yeah,
we saw that. They've been out and about.
Shailene Woodley.
Who, what?
Oh, he's talking about you. You need to talk about a lawyer here.
Oh, I mean, I need. You know what? I think Scott might need one, but it's just a different kind of thing.
Yeah. What does MMA law handle?
They handle insurance companies.
Ah.
And here's the deal: is an insurance company. Here's their mission statement: take in as much money as possible and give out as little as possible on claims. That's what insurance company. That's what the mission statement is. So make sure that we get all the money we can in policies, and then pay out as little as possible because that's how we'll make money. And that's what insurance companies do. And if you're in the middle of a fight with an insurance company, you probably aren't going to win, okay, because they'll just say, no, claim denied, stamp, claim denied. Well, now you need the MMA law firm, McClenny, Mosley & Associates, because these guys deal with insurance companies. Insurance companies hate when you say, oh, really? Because I'm just going to get McClenny, Mosley & Associates on you. And they go, and they shake with fear. And here's the deal, is you go to largelossattorneys.com, and they'll take care of business. Now, they will also look at your policy, because there's a chance that you have your homeowner policy right now is messed up. And if something happens, like another hurricane or something, that you're not going to be covered. So let them look at it absolutely free and give you advice on your policy, your current policy, at MMA Law Firm. It's largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Okay. Hey!
Hey, John said something we're not going to talk about, but no. I'm going to give you a chance to play some more golf. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by the sitechab.com benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Michelob Ultra, lunch from Uberito, 18 holes of golf, and a quick, socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. So that's another chance to play some golf with us April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. It's an invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston. So stay tuned for that.
We have a marketing rep listening to us. He said Big Ben still doesn't have a shoe deal. And he said shoe deals are like, it's not the hardest thing in the world for a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and Big Ben still doesn't have one. So that should tell you a little something about Deshaun. Although I would tell you, I think Deshaun is eminently more marketable to the youth than Ben Roethlisberger is or ever was. But I think anybody attached to Deshaun is going to be open to having their business targeted and boycotted. So, yeah, I think that's going to be gone. Who do we have on right now, Tyler? Okay, nobody. So I want to get to Hideki Matsuyama for a second. There's a thought that his win could be worth $1 billion in marketing. We'll see if that's actual. That sounds like hyperbole. But maybe not a billion to him, but a billion in revenue.
Now, that was Andy North, who, by the way, has been. He said, I've been to Japan several times.
I listened to him on Key and those guys this morning, and he did talk about he knows that. He said Matsuyama actually had to change coaches. This year he had no top 10 finishes. Like, it was pretty crazy that Matsuyama won this, but and I didn't realize he'd been around this long, that he was the winning amateur in 2011. But you know, and he played, just to talk about the match for a second, it really was ended up being after round three he dominated round three with the 65. He handled his business in the last round. Never was not in the lead. He was in the lead the entire time. There were no lead changes. No one broke even with him. It got close.
Yeah,
it got a little close. But then Schauffele had a bad hole, and you said something ugly on a text message. You know. Do you remember? You might have been drinking. Let's see. Unless that was Raheel that said that.
No, it was Raheel probably. I mean, if it was something bad, it was probably
No, Raheel. You said it. It was terrible.
Yeah. Are you looking at it?
I'm reading it. I'm looking at it. I can't even say it.
Don't even say it because people will know exactly what you called him.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Do you honestly not remember?
It's a British word. It's a British word that is very
Or Australian.
Acceptable. Or Australian.
Jim Jeffrey says it a lot.
Yeah.
Not usually about golfers.
No.
No. But listen, when you act like that, then you're going to catch it. That's all. When you hit one in the water.
But you were a little reckless, too. You confirmed what his thoughts.
Yeah. Well, me shouldn't have done that.
miss a shot?
Confirm no, anything bogey. I said?
Oh, he shouldn't have triple bogeyed.
He shouldn't have triple bogeyed. Did you have a bet on him, too? Hitting the over? You didn't bet on him hitting the over?
Who?
Okay. You.
No, I had him to win.
Your thoughts on people are directly related to what kind of bet you're winning.
That's
or
true.
Yeah, that's
the way
it's supposed
to be.
That's old school.
What did you call Jordan Spieth?
Oh, I said I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, you confirmed.
After you said that about Xander.
What did you call? Well, Raheel.
I said he's a hot bag of ass.
And Spieth. Whatever. Raheel, you and Lance all had things to say.
This is when he was minus four.
Hey, watch yourself.
Oh, my God. Why don't you tell me? Dude,
why would we do that?
Me?
Why would we do that?
Oh my God!
Lance said something, and a group of
they all turn around.
Yeah,
are they? Why would you? Done.
Little why private. Would y'all go into? Why would you bring that? Why would y'all bring that up? And you didn't tell me anyone sitting behind
when
me.
We need her.
Oh my God! I'm so embarrassed.
That was awful.
They're all in their nice.
Is there any? Hold on. Is there any speakers? Can
no,
you hear
we don't
this?
Have any.
I can't believe I said hot bag of ass, and we've got all these little kids behind us. They're all dressed in uniforms. Yes, they're schoolgirls who just got out of school to come over here.
Elementary school kids, yes.
And John's saying words that Australians say that we don't say here in America that often.
I didn't
often.
Say the word like you. Like you.
Yeah, but
they didn't know.
Technically.
They thought Australian. I was talking about kangaroos.
Oh, boy. I can't do this show anymore. What time is it?
Well, you only have a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
what did you? And
God.
Not just the word. You said it was a hot bag of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because he was plus.
I don't even know what that means, honestly.
Because he was plus two for the
he
day.
He was costing you money. Is that,
no,
that's how
I just am a big Jordan Spieth fan yesterday.
No, you are. That was unacceptable.
I was a big Jordan Spieth fan finish in the top four, and he did, so now I'm happy with him again.
Do you think you need to apologize? Stand up and apologize?
To them, not to Jordan Spieth.
Well, I don't care about him.
I'll do it at some point before I leave. On the way out, I'll just
kids, I'm sorry.
Something.
Oh, my God. These are the Imani
and
school
you
kids.
Turn,
that
and
are
I look, and I'm
third,
thinking
third.
It's going to be women who are working here or guys who are working the tournament, yeah, and I look, and it's school kids. No one even told me they were
dresses.
Here. And like, not dresses, and skirts.
Yeah. Skirts.
They're uniforms, school uniforms.
Yes. You don't have
oh
to,
my
you
God.
Don't have to do you don't have to cover the mic for this part of it.
No.
You can start talking normally again.
They need to go. They should not be around
not
this
around
table.
This show.
They shouldn't be around this
not
table.
Not around with you with potty mouth
no,
here.
You either,
no wonder
John.
Motti says this about you. And Mr. Dell.
I don't say things like that. Yeah. Notice in that string of texts, I didn't mention one golfer and calling them a name.
Yeah.
That was you, Raheel.
That's because you can see
Lance.
Behind me. I've
No, even in the text, when you guys are going off on guys
yeah,
costing
we can
you things.
Cause, we can cuss at guys in the text string.
You're bad people.
Yeah, in the text string.
Do you know who Ryan Wilson is?
Yeah, from CBS Sports.
Yeah. He's got Justin Fields 4 to the Falcons.
It's possible. I did hear Zubin today in the show. That, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 is kind of already set. It's all quarterbacks. Like, excuse me? That's not all set. Number 4 being a quarterback is not all set.
I hope
Kyle Pitts is definitely in play. I think trade is in play. I think that ultimately Atlanta may end up moving, may trade with New England. I would not be surprised to see New England or either Denver move up to 4. It wouldn't shock me if Denver or if – because Atlanta has to pay a crap load of money to Matt Ryan this year.
Atlanta's willing to move that far down. Away from a premium choice, how much are they going to get back from New England? Going from 4 to what, 15?
If you got a future, yeah, that's a lot. I mean, they're not going to take a San Francisco. They're not getting a San Francisco deal.
Didn't New England give up their like draft pick next year already? Their first rounder next year?
I don't think so.
They made. Oh, it's all free agent moves.
Yeah,
so,
it's all free agent
moves. But what New England picks next year in the first round won't be worth it. Moving back to 15.
Well, so here's the thing. You think you're moving there. Like, what's worth it?
You're
going
to have to give up the 15th pick, your second rounder this year, and a first next year.
Is what he said?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not moving back to 15 from 4 without big compensation.
Well, especially when you see what San Francisco gave up.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of needs there. If you move back to 15 and you got their 15, so you flip-flop picks, you got a first next year, you got a second next year, and you got a second this year, and a player, you might consider that.
I guess the question is,
it's not nearly as – like San Francisco, you can't use the San Francisco model. You just can't.
Is there an elite player that at a position of need that they're missing out on? Because if Kyle Pitts is more of a luxury pick or Ja'Marr Chase is more of a luxury pick, then I get it more because if they – let's say they really need a pass rusher. There's no pass rusher at 4 you're going to take.
No.
But so, there's a pass rusher at 15.
Yeah, yeah. Like Quiddy Pay might be there at 15.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Jalen Phillips or
– and they need pass
if
rusher.
If they don't view their pick as a place where they can take what they actually need, then I get it. But still, you're passing up on a premium player.
Well, you weigh the two. So something that someone told me that made a lot of sense, I've totally changed my way of thinking about quarterbacks, is their point about Atlanta. I've had them going Pat Surtain and Kyle Pitts before, and their point was you can't – how often are you going to be here inside the top five? You don't know. You never think you're going to be. So if you're there,
maximize
don't you kind of have to look at the quarterback position? Because my thought is, if you don't have him rated, and I do think if you don't have him rated that highly, you should not reach because that'll get you fired. But yeah, that's the thought is we may never be here again. That's why the Bears went Mitchell Trubisky. It was a need, but they were desperate, and they traded up. So yeah,
yep. Gulf Coast is what we're talking about now. We're talking about Craig Day. What? Surf. From the surf.
Yeah, some people are desperate right now for brand new vehicles. And I want to tell you about something we don't talk about as often as you used to, especially when Tiger was doing a lot of things, and that's Buick. You know, Buick right now has some of the most amazing offers, including 18% off of MSRP for their SUV models. 18% off. They've got deep discounts on their Buick Encore, which is a smaller crossover vehicle that's available for you. It looks kind of like the smaller compact SUV. Fantastic. And really, that's what the Buick looks like with the with the Encore. $22,000. How about this? Oh, my gosh. Look at this price. $26,760 MSRP, $4,150 purchase allowance. That's $22,610, and that's before you negotiate and you get your trade-in value. What a great price for a vehicle, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, there are some really great vehicles at great prices, and Buick is one of those companies that are finding new roads for you and making that a reality. Go to LandZCars.com and check out their entire inventory in stock, and make sure you check out what Buick is doing because they've got some of the best discounts you're going to find on the entire car buying market. It's Buick, find new roads, Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Apparently,
and keep things quiet.
Jeremy Fowler. Can you even say Deshaun Watson's name with these little kids around?
Yeah, he didn't do anything with kids.
No, I know that. Yeah, but I mean, they're like,
it's just a bad man.
Yeah, it's just
allegedly.
ESPN Jeremy Fowler on the Houston Texans Deshaun Watson on his trade value. It has cratered. Cratered. I don't know that this is. I mean, is that really news or is that shocking?
It's cratered because he's got 22 cases pending.
This shock anyone?
You don't say, Jeremy Fowler. It's cratered.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. No. What is this? Get back to me after July. Get back to me in the off season in 2021 and tell me. The 2022 off season and tell me if it's cratered. Of course it's cratered now. He's got 22 cases and their best defense. And their best defense is, Deshaun had consensual sex with massage therapists. Yeah, that probably means he tried other things.
Right.
That's the best we can do. Come on.
Admitting, that is one thing a lawyer never does, is admitting to anything related. And this is what Rusty has to do.
It's not a it almost I'm not going to beat him up for it, though. I don't think it's thank God they're leaving.
The kids,
I don't think
they're
it's
still there behind you.
I know, I'm not going to say anything yet. I don't think it is I don't think it's a bad my thought is they're going to do this because they're going to say yes. We want to, because I think it's a precursor to settlement, but then with the names out there so they can slice some of those names off of there and say, all right, we're going to go after you because we think you're coming after the money.
Right.
And we don't think it's legit. That's why I think Rusty wants to know which ghost he's fighting. Because if Deshaun says, look, maybe there's 9 or 10 of them, and the rest of them were consensual, then you know what Rusty will say? Okay. It sucks, but it's a whole lot better to do a deal with 9 or 10
yeah, I know.
Than with 22.
No, but. But when there's a pattern here, and if 9 or 10 of them, there's no reason to think that a judge wouldn't think, yeah, okay, I believe
that's
her.
Why you got to settle.
That's why he said she said.
But you could get them to drop their cases. It could be one of those things where he goes to Tony Busby and says, "We got this, and this on your client," and maybe somebody says, "Okay,
well,
we're going to drop."
It's
our
not
case.
He's not doing it with Tony. He can put it on the public just like Tony Busby's putting it on the public. This is going to be
actually, yeah, they yeah. It may get a little dirty and it may get. Some dirty pool gets played. I still think the end game is settlement for Deshaun's side. It's the only game there is. The question is, when does Tony Busby want to play that game? And how much leverage does he want to have? And at some point, I would think his accusers would want to be out of the public spotlight. I really do. I think they'd like to say, look, Deshaun did something to us, and we want him to pay for what he did, figuratively and literally. And so if this is the only way to go about it, then we'll do this. And then once that's done, they won't keep getting mentioned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The news cycle will move on to something else.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Apparently.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the kids are gone. Apparently, now the NFL is coming out and saying that the win over Buffalo actually should have never happened. It went to overtime, tied at 19. Texans got the ball first, but the Bills stopped them in a three and out and had a chance to win the game with a field goal. They were in field goal range after Josh Allen scrambled for 4 yards, but offensive lineman Cody Ford was called for a blindside block. That backed Buffalo out of field goal
and
range
it wasn't
and forced
blindside
a punt. That's what they're saying. It wasn't a blindside block.
I said it wasn't at the time, and they still called it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I thought it was awful.
The Texans got the benefit of
They should have lost that game because the official screwed them.
Yeah.
And Buffalo fans were pissed about it.
Yeah.
And it was a bad call, I thought, at the time, but they let it sit. Why is that just coming up now?
I don't because they want to discredit Deshaun's only playoff win.
Who's
Tony
doing
Busby.
This? Tony came up with that.
Tony Busby.
And if you look right here at this block, and it clearly states you've got to be going back towards the line of scrimmage, and it's crackback. But here he's on a horizontal line and pathway, and that was Deshaun's playoff win. Other than the, what's he going to do to discredit the Connor Cook win?
Well, there's another little bit of
that wasn't Deshaun.
There's another bit of revisionist history. According to Rivers McCown, the Texans have completely removed Deshaun from the intro to their online TV show, Texans 360.
Yes.
And that was as of yesterday.
Yes, and their hype video was, you have to.
But, I mean, if he's been in the intro up until yesterday, like, you would think they would have done that almost immediately.
I don't know. I don't know the timetable. Maybe they're like, you know what? Let's get to it. Who knows?
Well,
what
you know
the
letter that Cal sent out didn't include one player. The letter that Cal sent out to season ticket holders. And normally it's, hey, come see JJ. Come see Deshaun.
Not one
player was mentioned.
Deshaun would be the obvious one, but you're not going to promote him. Who do you promote to come see? Which player? Hey, come see this. Who? There's no one.
There's nobody. Literally no one to promote.
No, there's no draw here. The draw will be it's NFL football.
Come see 70% new players.
But as far as players, there's not a draw. You just say you come see the logo, come see your Texans. That's about it. What a team it'll be.
So actually, I don't know. I don't know who's discrediting, but now this is April 11th, 2021, this came out.
Yeah,
NFL admits to costly blown call in Bills-Texans playoff game 2 seasons later. Man, you're talking about piling on Deshaun. Holy crap.
They're trying to take that man's playoff win away.
What the hell? I mean, can we at least – hey, at least Deshaun goes, well, at least I got a playoff. What?
Well, but then you're also taking away Bill O'Brien's, which –
he's got the Connor Cook.
Yeah, he still has that one.
Bill was there.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's Deshaun's lone playoff win. And, man, you want to talk about, wow, everybody's kicking me while I'm down.
Well.
Even the NFL.
They're distancing themselves from you, too. How many more weeks of this do we have? Until
it is Vince and Reggie again.
The season starts that this is going to be a thing.
Only, you know, you got sayings like hot bag of ass and stuff instead, you know.
I cannot believe y'all didn't tell me they were kids.
Little kids,
well,
right?
Well, no
behind.
One expected like, right? Say it.
Like, they all, and wait, did they not all?
I mean,
10, 11-year-old girls.
I mean, the girls are sitting at the table, so they heard. And then
and John goes, hey, and I turn, and I'm thinking, what?
The boys were filing in, and when you said it, the girls are like, what?
What did that white man say? I'm like, no, that's a
– that is that how
– that's – that how white you need to hear talk? It somewhere. You need to
– who needs to hear that anywhere?
You need to hear it. You
what?
Know what? It's good. Life's
little
gonna get rougher than
girls,
that.
Girls, fourth grade girls, need to hear that.
Would they like Dell's BB?
What?
No.
But they wouldn't have heard it here.
Hey.
Oh no! I believe it's outside.
No, outside.
Yeah, outside. Yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
No, I don't. They wouldn't hear that here though. Like Tyler can find it, but he wouldn't hear. But they wouldn't hear it if he played it. The BB or okay. Vibage.
Okay, did we look like a registration
well,
table?
Well, we're at a table, and you're
I
wearing a hat.
I guess we have a table.
And we got computers
Do I look
here.
Like a registration hey, table to you?
Do I amuse you? Am I here to register golfers? Do I look like that?
Is this – what the – hey, well, they've all got registration table headsets.
And we
got microphones.
We got laptops, so we could be inputting names.
We could be, I guess. All right.
Lance, you're done
Lance,
for the day?
You out of here? You going to be able to find your way home? Because you couldn't find your way here. Herman Park. Like, it is – this is a like a landmark in Houston, Texas, Herman Park. Yes.
The golf course is?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Been here forever. And I can't find my way there. Look, they got Chick-fil-A over there. Did you get any? All right.
I'm going to get us some orange juice.
I need some orange juice. I need you to stay with us here on ESPN 97.5. Dell and I, bring it home. Don't you go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.